Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Look out, weekend,
It's just not the same. Let's wait till Brim gets back.
I don't know.
Let's wait.
Have some fun. Cannibal.
I was just thinking of that song, too.
Okay.
Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, Drinks. I'm coming.
I'll see you about 11:15. I took a pill.
She is, too. She's actually got a lunch meeting.
Oh, that's good for you. Fantastic. All right.
Who's your meeting with?
Our friend Kate. She's flying in from L.A.
Yeah, remember Kate?
I do. She used to work at the Warriors.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. She's flying in for some.
I tried to hook Hooman up with her, and he was like, "Oh, I don't know. She seems like a lot of work." Yeah. Jesus.
Does she seem high maintenance to you?
No, it's just, you know,
she's such a nice lady.
She's nice.
So nice and so pretty and totally
she's beautiful.
Yeah. Someone else is gonna snap her up.
Yeah. That'll be okay.
Hey, let's quickly say hi to our studio audience.
Oh, yes.
We have Heidi and Christina. Come over here.
Hi, ladies.
Hi there. Hello.
I assume that you bought us in a battle of the auction years or something, like a silent auction?
It was a silent auction.
Yeah.
Cool.
And did you buy us together? Or like, who paid the money?
I paid the money.
They're sisters.
For my sister's birthday.
Oh, guys are sisters. That's so cute.
You can't tell?
No, not really. Hooman was saying that you guys are half Persian.
We are.
That's so exciting for Hooman. You know, he loves that.
And for you, of course.
So, yeah, I mean, sure. Maybe you're over it by now, but Hooman was all thrilled about
it. Well, doesn't he always say, though, that maybe I shouldn't bring this up, but he's always like, oh,
don't bring it up.
You're not pure.
Oh!
Yeah, they're half. They're half breeds, everyone.
That's the first question.
He also says you don't mess with a Persian woman. So,
that's true.
Like, they rule
the roost. Is that true?
That's very true.
All right. Yeah. Good
so
to know.
What school or what organization did we benefit?
It's Bentley School in Lafayette.
Well, thank you guys very much. I hope you had a fun morning.
How much they paid?
Oh, how much did you pay?
$800.
Ooh,
all right.
We raised some serious cash.
Was there a bidding war?
There was a bidding war.
Oh, that's good. I just thought maybe you just put down $800 and maybe you could have got us for less. I don't know.
I was sneaky. I snuck in at the last few minutes.
Well, thank you guys very much
for
bidding on us and for coming in this morning. You're a delight. I love when I look in there and they're listening and smiling.
Yeah, they're super sweet.
So sweet.
They're nice.
Come on. All right, Vincent, what's going on?
All right, our text number, 800-400-3697. We'll wrap up the show with some of your input here. I think I was in college at 7:07 when Two Girls, One Cup came out. My boyfriend at the time told me not to watch it since he knew me to be squeamish. Mm-hmm. I listened and have never seen it. Good job.
Yeah. I really considered watching it until you told me the story about why I shouldn't watch it. And then I went, you know, I don't want to see it. There are certain things that you wish you could go back and not see. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry about that one. Of all the things.
Actually, recently, Yuzette did it.
Yep.
She watched that video of the girl who crashed and killed her sister.
Right.
Right.
I can't get that out of my head.
Instagrammed the whole thing live.
I can't believe you watched it.
I watched it.
All right.
I thought it was some phony, fake thing. And it wasn't. Too real.
Horrible.
Pre-orders of Tabasco scorpion sauce aren't even available until 7:31.
Oh. So this person's already checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 20 times hotter than regular Tabasco.
Yeah. My friend just bought a Lamborghini and blew up the motor within an hour of owning it.
Oh, no.
How do you do that?
He had to ship it out of state to replace it. He is 250K in and has yet to see it in his driveway.
Oh, Lord. Is that just him not knowing how to drive it?
Probably.
Like maybe in the meantime, while it's getting its new motor, he should take some lessons on how to drive it.
Right.
Yeah, haven't you ever had anything where you didn't know what the deal is? And
turns out you ruined it. And then you didn't have to have if you'd just known this one simple trick.
That thing that looks like it shouldn't be there, that's not supposed to be there, or at least you don't think it is, so you pull it off and it turns out that was totally supposed to be there, and now you've broken it.
It was the crucial thing.
Oh!
Right.
I wonder how long Hooman would survive if his mom gave him a Ferrari.
Oh,
he'd be fine. He's not. I don't consider him to be some speedster. Do you?
No, I don't.
He's not daredevil-ish.
And would I don't know? Would he even want that? Would you want? I wouldn't even want one of those cars.
A Ferrari?
I'd be like, no. I'm not qualified to take care of that.
I'd be more likely to want a Porsche, but for sure I would.
I don't want anything.
Yes.
Nice. I don't want.
Absolutely.
I don't want a nice car in my driveway. I don't want to worry about it when I park in the city. I just don't. Cars are A to B. You know what I want? An Uber. How about that? Then I don't have to worry about a car at all. I don't know. Nice cars. Woo. And then you always hear you drive them off the lot and they're worth half as much just driving off the lot.
Hey, Porsche, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take a ride in yours, I guess.
All right.
Actually, though, maybe I won't. You drive like a maniac.
I drive.
Like a maniac.
I'm an excellent driver.
For a maniac. Like the best maniac driver I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm good. Mm. Did you see that video? There's a video of a little girl who goes to a driving school, but she's actually a professional. What do they call those drivers that can? Drifter.
Like a stunt driver.
Oh, uh-huh.
She's a professional drifter, and the video is of her. They make her look like a little schoolgirl with glasses, and she gets in, and she's even playing it up, dumbing it up a little bit for them, and they're like, oh, geez, you probably need a lot more practice. And then she just starts spinning the thing. And they're like, ah! And she did it to a bunch of people. So it's a montage of her freaking people out.
That's awesome. Funny.
That is funny.
It is
hey,
great.
Yuzette, there's a girl on Big Brother she's the first, the only, I don't know, the girl on a NASCAR pit crew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It Christmas. Came up, yeah, it came up the other day.
Her name is Christmas?
Her name is Christmas.
Her name is Christmas. Oh.
She named the, I wouldn't know the racer's name. Do you remember the racer's name? But I guess she tried out for the pit crew and didn't even know that no women had ever done it. And she did well enough that they brought her back to, and I think she did a couple races. Mm. But she is, she's one of those.
Oh, she's working for Michael Waltrip Racing.
Yeah.
Christmas Abbott. Yeah. That's exciting. They have to be so fit.
Oh, she's, what is it called? CrossFit. That's what it is. She's, you should see her. She actually broke her leg broke her foot or something earlier this summer. She fell off some dude's back. He was piggybacking her, and then he fell like on her foot. You hear it break. And so
I'm a little bit not that into her.
Because she's too muscular?
No, actually, I really like her body. I'm not that into her.
Yeah, she's
like her personality.
There's a little bit of that, like, you know, watch me overcome all my trials and tribulations. But guys, could you go easy on me? I do have a broken leg. Like some of that stuff, I'm all. Mm. And actually, even what's his name pointed it out. He said, I don't know that she should be, you know, saying the things she does. And then she wants everyone to, but could you do me a favor and not make me
always.
Do stuff? Right. Yeah, it was just seemed like, I don't know. It didn't sit with me as well as it probably should have.
Right. Watch her when she she's wicked muscular.
Like, yeah, she's in great
head
shape.
Dang, I'm looking at all kinds of pictures
when
of
she's
her.
Just sitting on the show and she starts talking to someone, like she actually has muscles in her face. Like I don't know how you develop those, but she sort of twitches her, like she has bulging muscles like on either side of her mouth and like up on her cheeks. You gotta watch for that. She's like, she could actually flex her face and it goes and veins pop out.
Wow.
I made that part up. But it looks like she could flex her face.
No, physically, I think she's actually stunning.
Oh, yeah, my God. She's
really
just
pretty.
Incredible.
But a lot of muscle going on.
Well, she's one ankle break in, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm sure she'll be fine. Yeah. She'd probably get right back to the gym as soon as she's
I'm sure she's doing whatever exercising she can do with that leg.
Right.
I always think, never mind. I do think that she looks great.
Yeah.
Hooman, did we get our winner?
We sure did.
Who won?
It is a dude named Rick in San Jose.
San Jose. So Rick and his family, or whoever he chooses to take, are heading to Disneyland, and he's in the running for the big grand prize. You can stop calling now. Thank you so much for your participation in this Alice contest.
What are you guys talking about? What's on the X-ray, says 510?
It's a... It's something that you might use.
A cork.
You might throw it in the back door.
It's a cork of sorts with a stop.
Has a stopper yeah.
that didn't stop it.
Nope.
Oh, I did speak with
X-ray.
The person.
Uh-huh.
It's a she. I'm gonna assume it is.
Okay.
They're pretty embarrassed to talk about it. I asked would they like to talk on the secret show.
Embarrassed, but they sent us the X-ray of the thing.
They said I couldn't even talk about it at the hospital. Had to have my boyfriend be my spokesperson. The person says I'll write up the story tonight and send it in so you could read it.
Horrifying.
Major twist at the end of the story.
Oh. Ooh.
Even though I was completely horrified and deathly embarrassed while it was happening, it turned into a positive by knowing I can contribute to the secret show.
Oh.
925 says, OMG, I have a BP secret show story similar to the one that wrote this morning, except with a better outcome.
Well, send it on in. We'll give it a read. And
I was just barely able to retrieve with no ER photos here.
Oh, boy.
There goes Sarah placing so high expectations on the movie Ready Player.
I know.
One, that she's going to see it and say, it was fine.
I know.
Yeah, right.
It's because the book is so great.
Well, but so was that little clip.
I agree. The clip looks amazing. When they show the stacks, it's just like I imagined it. Earth is bad in a few years, you guys, in this particular book. And they all live in these like mobile homes that have been stacked on scaffolding because there's just no room anymore, I guess. And so they're...
Well, the economy's basically crashed, too.
Right, and we've ruined the planet. It's wicked hot, blah, blah, blah. And they just stack these trailers up, and you have to climb to get to your place. So I guess it sucks if you're old and you're on the top floor.
So like stairs or ladder?
Ladders and stairs, all different ways.
Also, most people stay in most days.
Because they're on the internet using this Oasis program. They all live in an amazing world that they don't actually live in.
Right.
But they're amazing. They're stars there.
We're watching food delivery become the norm, too. So,
right.
That's the thing about that Oasis.
The everything delivery. The guy doesn't have to leave.
In this Oasis online world, you can just order that and it'll come to your front door in real life.
So the person delivering has
real,
to go out. Yeah.
But
it's
scary. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Well, what's crazy about it is that you can see that it could all happen. It's actually that's one of my favorite things about great sci-fi is that it takes it to a point where you're like, oh, that could happen. Why wouldn't that happen? Why wouldn't a corporation do that? Or why wouldn't someone develop this? Or why wouldn't the internet take this turn? Oh, man.
925 for you guys says, as long as we're on the topic of the Big Brother, can we talk about Kevin?
What about Kevin?
The guy is freaking hilarious.
Oh,
he
I love
pretty
him.
Funny.
I do. He's
who shrink wraps their or plastic wraps their tummy?
I don't know. Was there a thing like in the 70s?
Yeah, he's an old guy.
Trying to lose weight?
To slim up.
Meanwhile, he's totally skinny. But he wraps himself in saran wrap before he goes to bed. And they, like his midsection. And the guy's going, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm just wrapping up. I gotta get that fat off of here. You know, I got a big, and he doesn't have a big,
Well, that's because he uses the saran wrap.
Well,
does it work?
He goes, they got to try it. He goes, yeah, I don't know.
I don't really sleep much.
Yeah. Doesn't help my sleeping.
He's a character.
He is. I love that guy. And he's got, didn't he say he has 9 kids or 7 kids or something? He's like, I don't know, 40.
He's a house husband too.
Yeah, and he's got like this crazy haircut with like a streak in it.
Yeah.
But he's the nicest guy too. You always think the old guy is going to be the first out, but he's fitting in there. He's cool. I like him.
I'm 44 and lost my husband, the love of my life, to cancer.
Oh,
he was 42. It will be a year in September. I couldn't even imagine dating someone. In my mind and heart, I'm still married and madly in love. I'm lonely, but in love. It ain't easy. Yeah, I mean, Patton Oswalt moved on after the death of his wife, and the internet let him have it.
Yeah.
And I actually even
God
read a letter.
Get happy.
I read a letter from a woman who follows him and followed his experience because hers was similar. And she wrote a letter to the internet saying, good for him that he found was brave enough to try again. Mm. And who's to say, like, she really did a good job defending him. But it's interesting how quick we are to have an opinion on
right.
when you can move on or right. whatever.
Too soon. Is it? Not for him. Although, Jez, you know, what's the rush to get married, buddy?
Well, he's got a kid. Maybe it was for that reason. You don't know what any of the reasons for
true.
People do
and it's none of
are.
My business.
There was a text a couple down from the one you just read, Vinny, that said something about her. He's not married, right? He's engaged to her?
Engaged to her.
That she just lost her person also.
Oh, maybe they met like in a grief counseling thing.
Perhaps.
Who knows? Now we're getting pictures from all our Halloweens.
Oh, adorable.
What are you in this one, Yuzette?
Oh, I was Snow White.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one.
Being a Snow White.
I'm Frank Gore, though.
Yeah, you were the football player.
Oh, I miss Frank Gore.
What was I?
Was Hooman a pirate or
a prince?
I'm always a pirate.
Or a prince.
That's hard to say. You tell me.
What was Sarah?
Am I in it?
I just passed it over.
I was a pirate. I think we were pirates together, Hooman. Although you look more like a prince. You got a big lace collar on.
Are we doing another Halloween thing this year?
Yeah, I would like to.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about two different locations. Mm. But I don't know what in terms of costume.
408, the worst part of the show is when Sarah sings. The rest is great.
Oh, that's mean.
That is
I
mean.
Love when you sing.
She likes to sing.
Yeah. Ah, well, get used to it.
The blister
in
the sun bit made my morning. Mm.
Things that turn into bits. Hashtag, we didn't know.
I have had the bleepiest week ever.
What happened?
Listening to your show this morning put a smile on my face. I love you guys. Thanks so much for all the laughs.
Thank you for listening, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to make you have a good day.
It's Heather, totally rocking out to the Violent Femmes. Thanks for bringing me back to college.
Go see him at Saratoga. What's it called? Mountain Winery.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday.
The Violent Femmes. Rocking you with that one song you know by them.
They got a couple other songs.
They do, but what are they?
I can't remember.
I know. I was trying to think of them, too.
I have their album, though.
Someone said All of Me, All of You, something. With
oh, like the John Legend song?
Alive? Is that
somewhere? I don't know. They do there have. They have is. At least one other hit song. Hold on.
Gone, Daddy, Gone is another hit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you want me to run in there? Or are we okay?
Yeah, come on in.
Oh.
Yeah, come in. And
get in there. Go to work. Go do some work.
What did you think we were gonna say?
Gone, Daddy, Gone.
You
love
offered.
Is gone, is gone.
He
daddy,
offers
gone.
And then goes.
Love is gone. I know, and then he's all.
Oh, right. Why you go? Well,
you
think.
Wait,
hold on, I might
for
have it.
It
here. Violent Femmes. We have,
Add It Up.
There are
is another
three
hit.
In here. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Kiss Off.
Yep, Kiss Off and American Music are the only other ones we have in
we
here.
We don't have Add It Up?
Nope.
Add It Up, Kiss Off, American Music, and. Gone Daddy Gone and Blister in the Sun were all hits by the Violent Femmes. They were hits. Oh, come on.
Okay. Yeah, I know this song, but I don't know this version of it.
Yeah, it seems live.
Yeah.
It's not live.
It's not live.
It's not live. It's not.
It's not live.
Oh, my God, Sarah, I'm laughing so hard I spit my coffee out. Force it! LOL.
Force what?
Well, the way you were trying to get me to put your foot up against your, like... What's wrong with
you?
Yeah,
I don't know why I picked that arm and leg to do it. I mean, it makes so much more sense to use your left
arm
and your right
foot. I didn't think twice when I saw you.
I know. I'm trying to do it. I just couldn't do it. I don't know why I didn't think opposite foot, Sarah. Opposite arm. I'm like trying to get
my... You guys sound like you're playing Twister. Ha, ha, ha.
I know. But listen, people, file these away because it's going to come up at other points in your life that Blister in the Sun isn't their only song. It'll be great if you can pull one out of your ass.
Boom.
Or, if you know, pull one out of your brain.
415 says, Vinny, have you heard of these wetsuits that could save you from shark attacks? Yeah, I hear these different, there's colored ones and there's ones that emit certain things. And I don't know that any of that works. I know that I just read a story. This is horrifying.
Okay.
Right. Oh, there's a woman down in San Onofre. This just happened like 3 months ago or whatever. they've got a lot of shark sightings down in Southern California right mm-hmm. now, way more than normal. So this woman was camping at San Onofre at the trails, and her, I don't know if it's her husband or her partner, they're there. They go out for an evening swim. She's a swimmer, so she's got her fins on, mm-hmm. swimming, and he's surfing. And she's saying as she tells the story, it felt weird. It felt weird. And then I saw a seal surface, and that was weird. And seals are food. That's the food that sharks chase. Mm-hmm. That's not a good sign. But so anyway, she swims over to her husband's board and is holding onto his board. And a wave comes. And he says, you know, get off. I got to get this thing. Goes to get the... And that's when the shark hits her. Grabs her leg. And so he's now in the story.
Gone,
and he's like,
right.
It's the worst thing I've ever done in my whole life. I will never live down pushing her off the surfboard so I could catch a wave. Yeah. He didn't know there was a shark in the water, obviously.
Not.
But now he's like, turns around and sees that his wife is screaming and is pulled under. And there's, so he paddles back to save her, gets her on the board. And he says, it's a bite out of her leg. Like you'd see a bite out of a watermelon, like just missing from hip to knee. So she's still recovering. This is 4 months later, but she's now just able to sort of, she got out of the ICU. And,
oh my God.
But imagine that's like, there's a story. You never want to be the guy that went,
get off the moor.
I got to get this wave. And right after he leaves her, she's attacked.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend at the beach, everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be a great beach weekend. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun Friday show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to check the Alice Instagram. There's Yuzette in her cat costume.
There's Vinny in his Tom Selleck Magnum P.I. costume.
Yeah, that's not why you go to the Instagram.
Yeah,
trust me.
It's part of the reason, though. It's pretty funny.
The reason.
You have a big old smile on your face.
Well, I do. Of course I do.
You got a cat in your lap. Who wouldn't be smiling about that?
Right.
So have a great weekend. Stay cool, everybody. Vinny, are you going to see if there's any waves with the
swell?
No,
I don't plan to surf at all. I probably will go mountain biking and have a run or two, you know.
That'll be fun.
Trying to get sort myself out, as they say.
Yeah.
What about you?
Sort yourself out from what? Oh, just to get
some
exercise.
I'm just a giant fat ass, and I'm trying to drop 10 pounds.
Some anorexic.
Yeah, my niece is coming into town, I know. I'm really excited
That'll
to
be
see
fun.
Her. She's not coming till late tomorrow night, though, so it's kind of like...
Are those the ones that really like the doobage?
No. Which of my nieces like the doobage?
I don't... That's not the one?
No, there aren't any doobie.
You're not going to get all high with them?
No, they're 16-year-olds.
All right, take it easy. I don't know. Oh, you didn't smoke pot.
Would you be serving them alcohol?
Yeah, I did smoke pot, and I certainly didn't smoke it with my aunt. Aunt, that felt weird. All right, listen, have a great weekend. I love that smile, Vinny. I'll take that into the weekend with me. Have a good one. We'll see you on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.